right, it's Wednesday. Welcome back to The Irishman. We watch 1 minute of The Irishman every day. It's very stupid. It's Wednesday. We're at an hour and 36. We're watching Pacino go ham on an ice cream sundae right now while he's talking to, I think, Tony Pro. I don't really remember who Tony Pro is. I think he's like, he was like a organizer or something like that. Or
I definitely do not know.
The mid-level guy. I don't know. Couldn't tell you. And we're watching them eat ice cream and talk about, he's got some money issues, this guy.
My guess is he's got money in a pension, and maybe either because he's in prison, he either, his family doesn't have access to it or something, would be my guess. Or maybe it's going to get seized by the government.
Sounds right. Who cares? I'm in a very who cares mode about this movie this week. Longtime listeners will know I used to actually care about the plot of this movie, and I just can't. I can't bring myself to do it anymore. I've got too much stuff rattling around the old head to keep this strung out movie like together in my head. But in the spirit of the podcast, I have avoided Wikipedia's.
Lies!
Recaps.
You literally just said you read something on Wikipedia.
I was talking about like years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I did pull up the Wikipedia page earlier just so I could remember names. Truly, that's it. I was not reading the plot. I wanted to make 100% sure that De Niro's character is named Frankie, because I was going to say, I felt like I could sound very stupid if he was not named Frankie, and I was like, Frankie?
And is he?
Yeah, I think so. You're making me check again. Yeah. Frank Sheeran. God, why? You're putting doubt in my head. I think I need to just get into this. All right. An hour and 36. I'm starting the next min right now.
That's funny. How am I going to look into it? What am I going to look into? It is what it is.
Okay, so he's saying, like, how I'll look into this for you, but how am I going to look into it? Like, I'm in here with you.
Came in here. That's it. You know.
And he's saying you forfeit it when you came in here. No. That's it. Sorry.
Wait, let me get this straight. So yours is still
not mine, though.
Yeah.
Your $1.5 million, whatever it is. But mine's gone. Yeah. Mine's still there.
Whoa, we're talking like millions of dollars here.
But we're both sitting here.
Oh, and he's really rubbing it in this guy's face. Mine is still there.
Only we're sitting here for different things. You're sitting here for extortion. I'm sitting here for fraud.
Oh, sweet. Oh, yeah. He's saying,
so there's a difference.
You're sitting in here for extortion. I'm in here for fraud. There's a difference, apparently.
I didn't threaten anybody. You did.
Well, so what? That makes no sense.
What do you mean? It does.
No, it doesn't, but I don't want it to.
Okay. So he's saying, I didn't threaten anyone. You did. That's it. That's the whole min. He was basically saying, tough shit. Your money's gone. I still have my money because I got it through fraud, but you extorted people and you're the bad guy.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. Anything else you want to talk about? He's still going ham on that ice cream.
Yeah.
It is really making me hungry.
It's making you hungry? Actually, the way he's like smacking it around in his mouth is making me very not hungry.
Oh, really? See, I'm kind of into it. I mean, no, I'm not...
You know, yeah, you're into it.
You know, I'm very anti-mouth noise.
Yes.
Not a fan of the mouth noise. But there is something appetizing about, like, thinking about that somewhat melt, like, that, because he's sort of near the bottom now. So,
wow.
I was honest to God, I think, maybe paying more attention to the ice cream than to the actual text of the scene. But he's, like, near the bottom, and that's where you get, like, there's, like, little chunks of still frozen ice cream surrounded by like the melted, like it's starting to get really melty, but then the chocolate syrup is also down there too, and you've also got like whatever little nernies you put on there, like sprinkles or nuts. That's a pretty good bite he's working on.
When is the last time we had a sundae? Probably when we had that one with your mom over the summer.
We had sundaes with my mom?
Yeah, we went to that ice cream place after dinner with grandma.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't get a sundae, did you? I just got a regular cone. My go-to ice cream is soft serve vanilla on a cone with the cherry like dip that hardens into candy.
I think I did that with chocolate and sprinkles. Mm. So it was like sundae adjacent.
Sure, Sunday adjacent. But I mean like a real, like a old school Sunday is like a scoop or two of ice cream, whipped cream, chocolate sauce. And then beyond that, I think the whipped cream and the chocolate sauce are kind of like what make it a Sunday. And then beyond that is just topping central. Yeah. You're going to Topping City at that point, baby. Choo-choo. What are your go-to Sunday toppings?
Whipped cream, chocolate syrup, probably sprinkles or the like shredded coconut.
Oh,
I like a textural kind of play.
Yeah, me too. But mine are either sprinkles or nuts,
and yeah, then a cherry. Nuts. I don't know why.
I didn't really grow up liking nuts in my ice cream. But then I think I had a frozen Snickers bar once, and those things are like crack cocaine. It was like unbelievable. Have you ever had one?
The only candy bar that I enjoy frozen is a Three Musketeers bar.
Oh, no. Oh, so I agree with you that a frozen Three Musketeers bar is delicious, but I'm talking about there's Snickers bars, and then there's specifically Snickers ice cream bars.
Oh.
They're like a little bit bigger than a regular Snickers. They have vanilla ice cream inside and then caramel peanuts, and the whole thing has a chocolate shell.
Yeah, I can see that working.
Oh, my God. No, it's not. There's something about that ice cream stays the perfect consistency, and then you've got
because it's filled with chemicals to keep it that way.
So what? It's got
it's got chemicals.
It's got caramel. It's got caramel. How dare you? Caramel, peanuts, and then the whole thing's in like the perfect consistent. Like the chocolate also stays. It's not thin, so the ice cream doesn't like melt out the cracks of it. Oh, it's so good.
I can feel us losing the 5 listeners we have because we're just talking about ice cream.
Are you kidding me? This is probably the most interesting thing we've talked about in weeks of this podcast. Which, by the way, I looked up, this is only week 26 of the pod. Like, if you were to actually listen to it every week with no breaks or hiatuses, we would have knocked out an hour and a half of this movie in, like, 6 months.
Let's keep cranking.
Yeah, let's keep cranking. Oh, boy. We'll see you tomorrow, which is what now? Thursday?
Thursday.
We made it over the hump. Great. We're more than halfway there.
Yep.
Perfect.
Bye.